right off the top, let's be clear. Contrary to the spin from some pundits, today's budget will not be an election budget, unless, of course, the opposition parties want it to be. Instead, what we will see is a lot more government money going out the door to ease the pain for hard-hit and suffering Canadians due to the third wave of this horrific pandemic. Now, the financial pundits will tell you that the government needs to show some sign that this massive emergency spending has an end point, and from a fiscal perspective, that makes all kinds of sense. But most of those financial wizards are not the ones who are hardest hit from this pandemic. They tend not to be the low-wage job earners or among the disproportionate number of female or racialized or youth who have suffered greatly from the pandemic and from some of the ill-conceived government policies cooked up to address the crisis. Fiscal prudence is an easy call from the safe harbor of financial stability, but we've heard too many stories of personal and business ruin for us and the government to ignore. Look, if we're willing to turn our backs on the most vulnerable and the most impacted by this crisis and tell them, well, sorry, we just can't help you because we're concerned about the bottom line, we've abdicated our moral responsibility as a nation. Look, in ordinary times, the government spending we're going to see today might be considered irresponsible. But in case you haven't noticed, these are not ordinary times. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.